Hello, everyone, and welcome in to Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan from TalkingPuck.com. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And Tiny Biscuits is going to be the microcast or the short form podcast, about 5 minutes in length or so, on one issue in and around the world of hockey. There's a lot of them, as a matter of fact, going on right now. And so here's a look at one that popped into my head today while I was driving through town. I thought, you know, when it comes to venue selection, does it really matter? Logistically, sure it does, but the people it matters to are the players, the coaches, and the support staff. It really does not matter to you as a fan, me as a fan, or even me potentially as a broadcaster, whether that city is Edmonton or Vancouver or Vegas or Columbus. And the reason I say this, and there are fans out there who are kind of getting uppity about, well, why wouldn't you choose my city? My city is best suited for this. But it doesn't matter because we're all going to consume the games in the same way. We are all going to watch them on a screen or listen to them through our either mobile device or on a radio or what have you. So we're not going to have the chance to take these games in person. We do not have the chance to gather in large groups and root on our teams in our hometown city and see these games happen. I don't really think it's a personal affront to any particular city or organization if the games do not come to your city, if you're not chosen as one of the final two sites. Logistically, the NHL wants to make sure there's enough ice, enough hotel rooms, and enough support system around this to make sure players are safe and healthy and that they can play this season and finish this season. It is not a major concern where necessarily that happens outside of those logistics. And so for the fans who are saying, well, it should be Toronto, it should be Edmonton, it should be this or that, I disagree. I don't think it has any impact. It won't have any impact on start times either. If you space games out 4 hours apart, which you should, if you play noon, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. local time, even if that means that noon game is starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time if you're in the Eastern time zone, you're either going to be able to watch it or you're not. You're going to have to stack the games up, and there's the possibility that you're going to play the games in the big arena, but you need the other practice sheets and what have you, and you're going to have that ecosystem running fairly smoothly. Now, you need at least an hour between games, because when a game finishes, and this is a regulation game, they run about 2.5 hours-ish. But if you go to overtime, this whole thing is going to be skewed. But you need that hour in between because the 60-minute clock that starts before every NHL game, the Zamboni is out there, cuts the ice, gives it a chance to settle. 20 minutes later, the teams take the ice for warm-ups. 20 minutes after that, they're off the ice and the Zamboni's back out there. And 20 minutes after that, we drop the puck. So you do need that time built in for warm-ups for the ice to be resurfaced and perhaps worked on, depending on the conditions, if it is in a market where it is going to be hotter. And let's face it, it's summer. So you may need extra time for ice maintenance. You may need extra time to get out there and work on things. You don't really want to delay the starts of the games, especially if it's for broadcast TV. But whatever venue that happens in and wherever that happens, it's not an affront to your hometown, and you're not being slighted by the games not being in your city of choice. In fact, I do hope when the NHL picks these venues, and this is going to be another Tiny Biscuits podcast, they pick the best possible broadcast and support staff venues because of the way we are all going to consume these games. And it's going to be via those screens. It will not make a difference to me if the game is played in Toronto, Boston, Philly, or Florida. And at the end of the day, we're going to watch the teams play. We're going to see who gets through this tournament and wins the Stanley Cup. Should they come back to play, if they are able to come back, it doesn't make a difference to me what city that happens in, because I'm just looking forward to seeing them play if they can do this. If they can go ahead and get back to playing some hockey, doesn't matter that it's going to be July, August, September, whatever. You have to understand these are extraordinary circumstances in extraordinary times. Nothing about this is going to be traditional. All right, that'll do it for this version of Tiny Biscuits. Again, this is just going to be the little microcast that I'm going to drop in from time to time as thoughts occur to me, and believe me, they often do. But one topic, and it's short, it's digestible. Hope you're able to subscribe to it anywhere you get your podcasts. I'm Tom Callahan. Don't forget, Talking Puck is on Sunday nights with former Avalanche voice Mike Haynes and myself, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. We are on Twitch, on Mixer, and on YouTube. We'll talk to you next time.